It is time to go halfway around the world. We're going to go visit Arjun Singh from Jaisalmer, India, as we always do on a Wednesday morning. Good day, Arjun.
Happy New Year, sir. Happy New Year, madam.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And all of yours.
Where do we find you in this new year?
Well, I'm at home. Actually, Girdhar and Nidasi, they went on a dinner. My maternal uncle, he invited them for a dinner. So they went there, and I'm waiting for their call because it's a dinner specially for women. So it's not for men. So all the women of my family, they just gathered there, and they are going to celebrate New Year. So it started, I think, in this part of India, the celebration of New Year, because I think 5 or 6 years before, no one had no idea that what is New Year celebration is. But right now, the ladies, they are, because they learn faster than the men, as I think. So they started this, and now they gathered there at my maternal uncle's home. So it's about 15 to 20 women with kids. So they are going to just celebrate this New Year.
All right. And so Girdhar, at what age does Girdhar get to stay with you and not go with his mother?
It's just like whenever he just go in a secondary school till like 8th. Now he's in 8th class, so maybe last maximum 9th to 10th. When he just goes in a secondary school or senior secondary or higher secondary, then it's over. Then he's just supposed to be a man, and then he's not allowed. So right now he's with his mother because he's in 8th class. So we can say like 15 to 16 years. Then after 16 years, then they are just like men. So not allowed. So Girdhar right now he's in class 8, so he's there. But he's, I think, the elder kind of a boy who's there, because all the other kids I know, they are below 10 or 12 years. So Girdhar is, I think, the only younger boy who is there, who is in class 8th grade. The other brothers and sisters of him, they are in 5th or 6th standard. Some of them are nursery or like that. And he is now leader there because he's the only boy, I think, in the city who has read all the 7 books of Harry Potter. So now he always very busy with the kids, telling them the stories of Harry Potter.
Aha, Harry Potter. He's like Dobby the house elf. Did he tell you, has he made you read them yet?
Oh, yes, he has. He has read all them, and now the books are here because he got it from the online. So many of his friends, school friends, and his brothers, they want him to give that book, but he's a very clever and he's very careful about the books, because he tells them that you don't read the books like I read, because if you just don't care of the books, and I don't want the books in that way. So his books he reads, but books are, it looks like completely new books. So he's very careful about the books. So he gave one of the book to his friend in the school, and when he got the book back, it was not in the same condition. So he said he's not going to give his books to the boys, because boys or the other classmates, because they don't care of the books. So he's very careful about these things. So all the books he has right now, and now he asked me to just order for the Oliver Twist and one book, which is Wuthering Heights. I don't think that I'm going to just get that book, but the Oliver Twist and some other books I'm going to order for him.
All right, and have you read them is the more important question.
Yes, I have read Oliver Twist and Animal Farm. I think I am going to just order for these two books for him right now, and he's now growing up. So Wuthering Heights or some other Tale of Two Cities or some other books which I read when I was in college, and when I was just getting my master's degree in English literature. Those were books were, I think, for grown-ups. But when he has read the books and he wants to read more English books, which is good for him, for his English, so I'm going to definitely order some good books for him.
So, okay, and to you, have you read the Harry Potters?
No, not. Actually, I have not read that. Books are here, but I read the other novels or other books, and I say right now I am reading some Hindi novels which Anita bought especially for her baby, because a van came here like I think a couple of weeks before. We whenever there is a bus, it comes once in a year, and there are so many books kept in a bus. It's like a small library, and it's always come once in a year in town of Jaisalmer. And when we come to know about that the bus of the books is here, then we go there, me and Anita and Girdhar, we go to visit that, and we buy a lot of books there. So he bought some books a couple of weeks before the bus came here from Jaipur, and many interesting Hindi novels he bought. And so he bought, so he's also reading, and I'm reading that couple of books, which is very interesting. And name of the one is Gunahon Ka Devta and Srikant. These are the two Hindi novels, very interesting, and written by the great Hindi poets and writers. So I'm reading that. One book which is, I was just trying to find out, that is Gitanjali, the only book, I think, the writer Rabindranath Tagore, the winner of a Nobel Prize. So I got it, but it's in English, Gitanjali. So it's very tough. For that, I'm just planning to get any Hindi translated book of that, but it's not possible yet. Maybe one day when I go to Jaipur or Delhi, then I will get that book. So right now we are reading Hindi books, and Girdhar is reading. Girdhar has completed his Harry Potter show, and now he's demanding for some other books.
All right. The only reason that I would suggest that you read the Harry Potters is, A, they're very easy. B, they're not easy. But the story is quite, it is consonant with myth. In a good way.
Yes, yes.
And so it is inspiring, and some of the books that you have mentioned that you're going to follow with don't necessarily, not for you, obviously, but for Girdhar, you know, it's sort of interesting and important to know what he's responding to in it. And you might also enjoy the books. I'm just throwing that in. And then you can guide him a little more, with a little more information. About because there's a real reason that you will grasp immediately that he has responded to the Harry Potters.
Thank you. Well, I just nowadays I'm just watching some images on Facebook of New York and Connecticut and Sharon, of course, of Marshall, sir, the snow. Because I came there for three times, 2009, 12, and 14, but I never experienced that. But it's really amazing.
You're not missing anything.
No, everywhere is here. It's -6 degrees as I came to know, right?
Yeah, you're not missing anything, because considering how freezing you were when it was 63 and raining, it just knocked 60 degrees off that.
Whenever I want to feel that, I just close my eyes and I'm at home farm and I can feel that how cold it is. I know that.
All right, Arjun.
Well, we feel...
Okay.
Keep the books coming.
Okay.
Keep the books coming. And keep the pictures coming also.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
all
you,
right.
sir. I will. Thank you. Thank
and,
you. Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Arjun Singh at Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio.